You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In Moscow's actions. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
The Conference on Violent Extremism continues today. President Obama will present ideas for stopping the radicalization of disaffected youth. In an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times, Obama writes that extremist movements like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group exploit the anger that festers when people feel that injustice and corruption leave them with no chance of improving their lives. More snow is expected today in New England, an area that already has several feet on the ground. Meanwhile, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says another of Boston's commuter stations has been cleared for operation.
Underground transit is running, and more progress will be made each day as we continue to work with them to dig this out.
He says he is working every day with the Boston Transit Authority to help get the system running again.
Our focus at this point is literally, what are you going to do? What have you done today, and what are you going to do tomorrow?
And the storm that's in Boston is the same storm that hit the South earlier in the week. Residents in Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina are still digging out. This is USA Radio News.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The UN mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilians killed or wounded in the country's conflict is going up. Senior UN official Nicholas Haysom.
UNAMA documented more than 10,000 civilian casualties in 2014, the highest number of civilian deaths and injuries recorded in a single year since 2009.
He says violent deaths in Afghanistan have risen by more than 20%.
Civilian casualties increased once again by 22%.
The UN says Taliban insurgents were responsible for 72% of the casualties. The nation's top labor official is bringing a clear message to dock workers and their employers at the West Coast seaports: reach a deal, and fast. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez met Tuesday with both sides. Political and economic pressure is rising to get a contract and free cargo bottlenecks at 29 ports that handle about $1 trillion of trade annually. Bosnian police have arrested six men suspected of supporting the Islamic State group, including two who allegedly were preparing to go to Syria to fight. They were detained at the Sarajevo airport, suspected of financing terror groups and recruiting fighters. Italy is pressing for swifter action by the UN to find a political solution to Libya's deteriorating security situation. Egypt launched airstrikes this week in Libya after the Islamic State group posted a video of the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians on a Libyan beach. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Fighting continues in eastern Ukraine. Pro-Russian rebels have captured a key railroad hub. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has unanimously approved a Russian draft resolution that endorses the new ceasefire agreement on Ukraine. USA's Russ Jones reports the agreement stresses the country's independence and calls on all parties involved to fully carry it out, even as the deal threatens to crumble.
The resolution now reaffirms last year's council resolution that calls for an independent investigation into the crash and for those responsible to be held accountable. UN Ambassador Mark Lyle Grant says the crisis began with Russian aggression by its seizure of Crimea.
As we approach the first anniversary, we must not let events in eastern Ukraine distract us from Russia's blatant disregard for the UN Charter through its illegal annexation of Crimea.
American UN Ambassador Samantha Power says she suspects there's a catch in Moscow's actions. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Five, six, here's seven, Kim, eight. Going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, Woo-hoo! And where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her,
yes!
Like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
The Conference on Violent Extremism continues today. President Obama will present ideas for stopping the radicalization of disaffected youth. In an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times, Obama writes that extremist movements like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group exploit the anger that festers when people feel that injustice and corruption leave them with no chance of improving their lives. More snow is expected today in New England, an area that already has several feet on the ground. Meanwhile, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says another of Boston's commuter stations has been cleared for operation.
Underground transit is running, and more progress will be made each day as we continue to work with them to dig this out.
He says he is working every day with the Boston Transit Authority to help get the system running again.
Our focus at this point is literally, what are you going to do? What have you done today, and what are you going to do tomorrow?
And the storm that's in Boston is the same storm that hit the South earlier in the week. Residents in Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina are still digging out. This is USA Radio News.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. Well, I always think about what I'm going to bring to you in terms of a therapeutic topic or something that counselors might deal with their clients. And as a licensed professional counselor, I deal with a great variety of issues. One of them is fear and anxiety. So I thought, well, you know, I think today's a day about talking about fear and anxiety. And it's a feeling we've all experienced. It's actually a good feeling, not that it feels pleasant. And I generally say to my clients, there's no such thing as a bad feeling. It's just feelings that are pleasant feelings and unpleasant feelings. And why would I say that fear is a good feeling? Well, what it does is it gives us a cue or a clue that we're being threatened, that there's some kind of impending danger, evil, or pain. It can be real or imagined. And fear is a condition of being afraid. Sometimes it moves over to just a generalized fear, where we have things like foreboding or apprehension or dismay or fright, horror. I mean, we go to horror movies, don't we? It can shift to things like phobias, aversions, and full-blown anxiety disorders. And so again, going back to why I say it's a good feeling, it's a positive, not necessarily pleasant, even though, you know, we sometimes do things like go on roller coasters. We enjoy that adrenaline rush because adrenaline does get released when we are in a state of fear. But it gives us a warning that something may be happening. It heightens our senses. If I am leaving my office and it's night and it's dark and it's cold and I'm the only car in the parking lot, I have a sense of fear. And part of what happens is that my senses go, my eyes widen, I look a little bit more cautious. So it helps with self-care. If I and as we as human beings did not have a sense of fear, if we were completely fearless, we would be doing really strange things. I have no fear of walking off the side of a building. We would be killing it ourselves all the time because we have no fear. We would be in situations where we would throw caution to the wind and end up with severe consequences. And because we don't have fear, we'd never learn from them. So fear is an important feeling to have. When fear is over, losing a word. When fear is on constantly, maybe that's how I want to say it, we then may have shifted to a point where we are in anxiety. And anxiety and worry, again, can shift to a disorder. So I am going to actually take a little bit of a break here. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll. I'm going to be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I'm talking about fear and anxiety. So the exact cause for an anxiety disorder really is unknown. But anxiety disorders, like other forms of mental illness, are not a result of personal weakness or character flaws or poor upbringing. Many of these disorders are caused by a combination of factors, including changes in the brain and environmental stress. Like other brain illnesses, anxiety disorders may not be caused by problems in the functioning, may be caused by problems in the functioning of the brain. The circuits of the brain regulate fear. So if I'm afraid and the circuits are on, it's like a light switch, the light's on, and it doesn't go off, we end up with things like anxiety. Long-lasting stress can change the way nerve cells react in the brain. It's one of the ways to think about it is I have the light switch on, and over time, it freezes in place. And I don't know how to turn it off. Some studies have shown that anxiety actually runs in families, which means that they can have at least partially inherited anxiety. The light switch is on. Of course, environmental factors can play a role, such as trauma or significant events that may cause or trigger an anxiety disorder, especially with people who have an inherited susceptibility to developing it. And so if I have an anxiety disorder, what would I feel? Well, sometimes feelings of panic, fear and uneasiness, sleep problems, cold or sweaty hands or feet, shortness of breath, heart palpitations, the inability to be calm and stay calm, a dry mouth, numbing of and tingling of hands or feet, feeling nauseous, stomach tension, dizziness. I can have a panic disorder and have a panic attack. Panic attacks are different from normal fear and anxiety reactions to stressful events. They are conditions where, generally without any reason or warning, all of a sudden you're having a panic attack. That sense of overwhelming fear and nervousness, racing heart, feeling like you're having a heart attack. A lot of times people go to the hospital insisting they're having a heart attack when the reality is they're having a panic attack. And panic attacks can affect daily life and daily functioning and affect the quality of life that you might be having. It's really hard to stay focused when you're having difficulty breathing and chest pains and intense sense of dread and nausea and dizziness and shaking. Again, it can be related to some family history. It could be part of major stress in your life. In addition to a panic disorder, there's things that it's called a social anxiety disorder, or also known as social phobia. It includes an overwhelming worry and self-consciousness about everyday social situations. Worry is often in the center of the fear of being judged by others. Fear of being, of embarrassing yourself, fear of being ridiculed. And that fear can really prevent you from moving forward in your life. There's all kinds of belief systems about social situations, about negative opinions from others, and definitely interferes with a person's normal daily routine. Someone with social anxiety disorder may be a little bit more specific in their, I'm going to say, phobia, such as fear of public speaking, fear of other social situations, eating in front of other people, working or writing in front of others, being the center of attention, using public toilets, talking on the phone, asked to give reports in a group, going to a party. In addition, there are specific phobias, such as being afraid of snakes, an animal phobia, dogs, insects, mice. Situational phobias that involve a specific situation, such as flying, going through a tunnel, being in close spaces like an elevator, or a natural environment phobia, afraid of storms, heights, water, blood injection phobias, or your fear of being injured or seeing blood. And other phobias that might include a fear of falling down, fear of loud sounds, fear of costume characters such as clowns. Oftentimes we know that these fears and phobias are irrational, and sometimes they actually trigger panic attacks. And again, this type of phobia can be life-limiting. And then we have something called a generalized anxiety disorder. This is characterized by excessive or exaggerated anxiety and worry about everyday life and all events, with really little or no reason to worry. People who have this type of anxiety disorder always tend to expect disaster, can't stop worrying about health, money, family, work, school. The worry is often realistic and out of proportion to the situation, and daily life becomes a constant state of worry, fear, and dread. And eventually, the person is so dominated by their anxiety that it interferes again with everyday life, functioning, schoolwork, social activity, relationships. So fear, when it is, when it switches from a healthy sense of being cautious in your life to an anxiety disorder, it can have major effects on your life and your health and your well-being. There's a new diagnostic in the DSM-5. It has actually, one of the things that it's done, it's separated obsessive compulsive disorder and has moved it out of the anxiety or from the underneath the anxiety umbrella. However, in the past, obsessive compulsive disorders have been or had been linked to anxiety. And I do see that there's, and I do believe that there still is a link to that. Because obsessive-compulsive disorder does have a component of anxiety to it. So the fear that I have of germs, is that phobia that I have of germs, causes me to wash my hands over and over and over. With all anxiety disorders, there is treatment. So that's the good news. And speaking of news and weather, I am actually going to take a little news and weather break. Actually, I think maybe just going to do a weather break with a few commercials, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The weather. Today in Hunterdon County, it is currently 28 degrees. Wind chill factor is at 22 degrees. And humidity is at 41%. It will be mostly sunny today with a high near 27. So we actually have gone above that. Tonight, snow showers are likely mainly before 3 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 9. Wind chill values as low as 0. Light and variable winds continuing northwest from 6 to 11 miles an hour after midnight. The chance of snow precipitation is 60%, and new snow is less than an inch. Thursday, tomorrow, a slight chance of snow showers before noon, and then a chance of flurries, partly sunny with a high near 17. So it'll be very cold tomorrow, and tomorrow night, low, negative 5, blustery, cold, cold, cold. So stay warm tomorrow. And on Friday, it will be sunny with a high near 13. And Friday night, with a low around a negative 4. A chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 30. rain and snow and freezing rain likely on Saturday night, and Saturday rain, snow, and freezing rain likely on Sunday. It is currently 12:32.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I am talking about anxiety, fear, what causes it. And I wanted to also talk about ways of dealing with it. Sometimes living with anxiety is very uncomfortable. Well, not sometimes. It is very uncomfortable because we're always feeling anxious, stressed, fearful. But the good news is there are ways of coping with it. Sometimes medications may be indicated. I don't believe that medication is necessarily sufficient. I believe that using medication with counseling is probably the most helpful. And there are a number of good medications out there. However, you also have to be careful with some of these medications. Okay, here. Sorry about that. I'm having a little There we go. So, medications for anxiety. Now, as a licensed professional counselor, I do not and cannot prescribe medication. And also as a holistic therapist, I don't suggest that my clients go on medication immediately when I see them if they're struggling with anxiety. A lot of the anti-anxiety medications are either tranquilizers or benzodiazepines. Oftentimes they can be addictive in nature. Some of the most common ones are Xanax, Valium, Ativan, and Klonopin. They're often fast-acting, bringing relief within 30 minutes to an hour. They're very effective because they act so quickly with panic attacks or other overwhelming anxiety episodes. But they have their drawbacks. Though they temporarily relieve anxiety, you may not want the side effects. Can include being sleepy, foggy, feeling uncoordinated, slurred speech, depression, impaired thinking, memory loss, nausea, blurred or double vision. Yes, depression. Long-term benzodiazepine users are often depressed. Sometimes you can even have mania, hostility, aggressiveness or impulsive behaviors, and hallucinations. These are rare, but they can be side effects of medication. There's also an antidepressant suicidal risk. So, I would definitely caution people when they use some of these medications because of their, like I said, they do have addictive qualities to them. If you're over 65, chances are you're going to have some severe reactions to medication. Even small doses can cause confusion, amnesia, loss of balance, cognitive impairment. It looks like dementia. If you're pregnant or looking to get pregnant, you should avoid an anti-anxiety medication. Oftentimes, these medications cross the placenta and can lead to dependency in the baby. When your child is born, your child will go through withdrawal symptoms and have things such as muscle weakness, irritability, sleep and breathing problems, and trembling. They can also be excreted in breast milk and so should be avoided while breastfeeding. People with a history of substance abuse, if you are in recovery, you must tell your doctor. And you need to avoid anti-anxiety drugs. And if you do need to use them with extreme caution. And do not combine them with alcohol. And again, medication alone is not sufficient. It's not enough. I need to also work at changing some behaviors. And there are a lot of tools, and that's one of the things about, you know, therapy. Not only will we talk about some of the underlying causes, possibly, of your anxiety, it may be chemically induced, it may be life induced. And so, how in the world do I handle these fears and these anxieties? How do I do it? Well, one of the things that I suggest quite often with my clients is the practice of mindfulness. I think mindfulness is a huge, huge help in that we focus right here and right now in the present. And I ask myself, is anyone attacking me? Is there anything that's not being met right now? Am I hungry right now? Tired right now? Are my needs being met right now? And what's happening around me? Let me use my five senses. My sight, my touch, my sense of smell, hearing, and taste. All of these things can come into play so that I can be present in the moment and recognize that in the moment, for right now, everything is okay. I may be sitting home. I may be sitting in traffic. I may be fine. And not even recognize. Because my fears are so overpowering that actually everything right now is okay. Well, I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura, your host for today's show.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I am talking about fear and anxiety and ways of coping with it and dealing with it. So there are some ways other than just medication, and I definitely suggest that things above medication would be useful, or including over and above. One of the things is to take some time out. Practice some mindfulness, but take some time out, especially when you're noticing that your brain is being flooded with fear and anxiety. Do some deep breathing. Distract yourself with mindfulness. You may need to ask yourself, what is the worst that can happen? Expose yourself to the fear. Avoiding it only makes it scarier. So if you're afraid of spiders, don't run away from them. Learn how to be with them. You don't ever have to have a spider as a pet, but you don't need to run out of the room screaming either. You might want to use a little cognitive behavioral therapy. What does that mean? Well, I might need to look at the situation that is causing the anxiety. Then I need to look at my belief systems around it and ask myself, is it really as bad as I think? When I begin to recognize rationally that things are not as bad, then my level of stress goes down. And the anxiety may even go away. If I've had a car accident on the corner of Church and Main, and my anxiety level is now extremely high out of fear of going to have another car accident there, well, the more I actually don't avoid that corner, the more I go by there, I'll realize, gee, you know what? I had this accident one time. Chances are I'm not going to have it again. And don't be a perfectionist. We do not live in a black and white world. Life is stressful, most definitely. And we do have bad days and setbacks. That's part of life. And life can be messy. But when we look at things realistically, when we look at the word should, life should be easy. Life shouldn't be this hard. Well, let me remove the should and say, well, I would prefer it if life isn't this hard. I don't like it, but I can tolerate it. I might want to do some imagery work where I can imagine myself in a safe place. Picture yourself walking down a beautiful beach, snuggling in bed with a cat next to you or a puppy. Talk to someone, like a therapist, or a friend, or a family member. Go back to basics. Work on getting a good night's sleep. Eat well. Go for a walk. Walks, believe it or not, are an excellent cure for anxiety. They help us fall asleep. They help us think clearer. Stay away from alcohol or drugs to treat anxiety. Give yourself some rewards. Give yourself a pat on the back when you don't go running out of the room because of the spider, or you've been able to tolerate being uncomfortable on an airplane. Give yourself a reward when you've done some public speaking. Reinforce your successes. Get a massage. Go to a concert. Have a meal out. Get a good book. Watch a good movie. Whatever little gift makes you happy. Self-care is so important in so many of these issues that people come to my office with, good English. And so often self-care has been thrown out the window. So anxiety is something that can be dealt with. And we all have it at times. it's so important to consider how it's affecting your life. If it's affecting your life to the point where you're having trouble moving forward and enjoying your life, it's time to reach out for some help. Set up some structure in your life. Volunteer. Tackle your thought processes. If you notice that you have that black and white thinking, all or nothing, things have to be perfect. I can't stand it if people don't like me. Things aren't fair. Yeah, things aren't fair. Again, look at the shoulds, the absolutes, the expectations. Relinquish control. And so many of us want to have control over our lives. And we feel as if we don't have that. And the reality is, I don't have control over many things in my life. I do have control of the way I handle them. I can't control other people. I can't control the world, but I can control my reaction to it. And this in and of itself can be very empowering. You are no longer a victim of your anxiety when you recognize that, gee, there's actually things that I can do. And over time, begin to trust yourself. I don't have to make a perfect decision. And I'm not going to. It's just not going to happen. But I can take a risk. I can believe that I'm doing a good job. I can say that, not perfect, but it's excellent. And excellence is different every day. I can practice some yoga. I can practice some deep breathing. Imagery work, like I said, and mindfulness practices. I could notice my anxious thoughts and have an imagery of letting them go, putting them on a balloon and letting them float away, putting them on a snowflake and it melts, putting it on a leaf and it floats down the stream. Begin to notice your anticipations of things. Anticipation happens in the future. Projection happens in the future. So practice being in the now. We are human beings being in the now. And stop people pleasing. It's amazing how much we do this. Learn how to say no. Recognize boundaries and limits. There's that every week that comes up. The news is always bad, especially lately. The news is overwhelming. Be informed. If you want to be proactive, make phone calls to your senators and councilmen, and then let it go. We can only do what we can do, and I as an individual can only do what I can do. I can't worry about things I have no control over. But if I take care of my life and my space, my anxieties, my depressions, my fears, my things, then that's one person less that we need to worry about. So I hope that was helpful. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor. If you want to find out more about who I am and what I do, you can visit me on the web at www.altarollcounselor. That's altarroll, two L's, counselor, O-R. www.altarollcounselor.net or .com. You can also reach me on the phone, 908-237-2899. And you can either leave a comment about the show, you can make an appointment, or you can make a suggestion for the show. I'm always open for new clients. I don't keep a waiting list. I deal with a variety of issues, including anxiety and depression, early recovery, families who are struggling with addictions in their families, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, obsessive compulsive disorders, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, and couples counseling, just to name a few things, grief and loss. There are many things. And having good mental health and reaching out for help when we are distressed is not an indication that you are crazy. It just means that we need to get our thinking in better order and working better for us so that our lives are more manageable. So, with that, I believe it is time for me to sign off for today. Just wanted to put in a plug for the In Awe Foundation. It is something that I am involved in, and we are going to start doing anger management groups in April. And I'd like you to stay tuned a little bit more for more information on these anger management groups, what they're about, and how what you can do to be part of it if you are struggling with anger. So, again, I'm signing off for today, and I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat. Have a good week and good mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Pro-Russian rebels have captured a key railroad hub in eastern Ukraine, and they have allegedly taken hundreds of soldiers captive. Meanwhile, the NATO Secretary General called on President Vladimir Putin to stop supporting rebel fighters in eastern Ukraine and stand by the ceasefire deal.
I urge Russia to withdraw all its forces.
Earlier, the UN Security Council unanimously approved a Russia draft resolution that endorses the new ceasefire agreement on Ukraine. A White House summit countering violent extremism continues today. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says thwarting recruitment means working with immigrant communities that are sometimes suspicious of police and government officials.